We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
To me, Michigan's loss at Michigan State on Saturday was at times a microcosm of this season for the Wolverines. Individually, Hunter Dickinson, he was the team's leader in scoring 18 points, but he was good, not great, not elite like he has the capability of being. Dickinson's 8 of 16 from the floor, he had 7 rebounds, but he was not consistently a dominant force. He could have made a few more baskets, and hey, that is a very difficult measure to try to live up to, but that's what you have for a guy like Hunter Dickinson on this roster. Look at the bench for Michigan. The Wolverines, they played 5 guys off the pine. 2 of them, I thought, really provided some instant sparks. In particular, Terrace Reed Jr., he was tremendous in his 10 minutes. He looked like he very much belonged on that stage. And in the second half, Will Cheddar with some punch, some oomph for Michigan in his 5 minutes. But at the same time, the Wolverines weren't able to get a full bench game. Joey Baker had been coming off 2 really strong performances, yet he was 0 of 5 from the floor, had some looks, wasn't able to come through with them. Michigan also, from a team standpoint, we've seen it a lot this season, where they've gotten off to a slow start. Michigan only had 18 first half points. They showed fight, vigor down the stretch, trying to beat Michigan State. But like we've seen several times against some of the best teams the Wolverines have faced this season, Kentucky, North Carolina, the Virginia game. Remember, Michigan led early in that one, let it slip away very quickly in the second half, and then they were playing a possession or two behind down the stretch. The Wolverines will try to grow from it, will try to learn from it, but ultimately, this team is just not quite there. And you saw it, whether it was the nerves of the moment, the youth experiencing Breslin for the first time, but Michigan had to kind of get into things. They eventually settled in, made it close down the stretch. In the second half, in a game where the Wolverines were down by double digits for a pretty decent chunk of time, Michigan was able to cut it to 4 on a couple of different spots, but they could not quite get it all the way over the hump, which is a perfect representation for this Michigan team. There's some things to like. Michigan is still tied atop the Big Ten as I record this at 3-1 in Big Ten play. But when you are Michigan, you want more. You expect more. Just like we talked about with Hunter Dickinson off the top. He was good, not great. Michigan, expectations are higher. The Wolverines expect to be Big Ten contenders, national contenders. And for stretches, you see that possibility there. Just like on Saturday in East Lansing. For stretches, you saw Michigan's path to victory there. but they didn't have it for enough of the 40 minutes, and that's why they fall behind in this rivalry matchup with Michigan State on the road on Saturday. 59-53, Michigan State takes down the Wolverines. We've got the full breakdown right here on this postgame edition of Defend the Block.
We're talking Michigan basketball. Welcome to Defend the Block, where we'll take you inside the basketball programs with interviews, analysis, and so much more. Now, here's your host, Brian Bush.
The oversimplification, or maybe just the simplification, it might really truly be what this thing boiled down to. Michigan didn't make enough shots. Wolverines were 34.5%, 19 of 55. In particular, they really scuffled in the first half. Those 18 points came on 7 of 26 shooting. They were 27% from the floor, and I don't think this was a situation like we had seen at times this season where Michigan just wasn't quite there. They weren't as engaged, as locked in as they should have been to start a game. I think they were, maybe even a little bit too much. This is such a unique rivalry. It's such a unique venue at Breslin. And for the vast majority of those players, really outside of Hunter Dickinson and Terrence Williams II, everyone was going through it on the floor for the first time. You saw Doug McDaniel go through some growing pains in this one. McDaniel did not score. He coughed it up three times, committed three fouls in his 26 minutes of action. Listen, Jed Howard, I thought, had a couple of big shots, but he ran into foul trouble, which is becoming a bit of a trend. He had two first-half fouls, and in that first 20 minutes, Jed Howard was only able to be out there for about 10. So this is not a situation where, I mean, they had the juice, right? They had the willingness to go out there. I thought they played incredibly hard in this game, but ultimately, when you're on the road, you need to hit shots. And Hunter Dickinson, I thought he, in the range of outcomes, probably could have been 10, 11, even 12 of 16. There were some shots I know he would tell you he would love to have had back. Now, that's how it goes in rivalry matchups. Michigan State, by no means, flashed offensive greatness. They were 37.5%, but they hit three more threes than Michigan in almost the same number of attempts. And hey, they got the job done. They had the lead. They staved off a rally late. And as has been the trend in this rivalry since Juwan Howard took over here at Michigan, the home team stays unbeaten. Michigan State is now 4-0 against Juwan Howard-led Michigan teams at Breslin Center. And coming up in about a month, Juwan Howard will try to improve to 4-0 at home against Michigan State. Unfortunately, I was unable to be at the game, tested positive for COVID on Thursday, so I'm hopeful to be back for the trip to Iowa, so this will be a little bit of a different sounding one. In fact, our good friend Rob Joyce also was out due to COVID, so thankful for Tim Bickford filling in on play-by-play. Gus Wedekamp, we'll hear from him in a little bit. He was the studio host for this one in for Rob Joyce. Thankful to those two, along with Terry Mills and Tony Butler, our outstanding analysts and engineer, for lifting those two through it, helping them out in a hostile environment. It was really weird watching this one, and I know I was just as locked in as all of you, sitting on my couch hoping that Michigan had a second half rally. So again, a little bit of a different sound, but we still got everything you expect. Terry Mills, his thoughts here with Gus Wedekamp.
Terry, Tim Bickford mentioned that Breslin Center is a very difficult place to win, and Michigan could not find enough points combined with enough stops down the stretch to surmount the deficit.
Yeah, I mean, it just fell short. You know, I thought they made some adjustments at halftime and did a good job. You know, one of the things that were killing them was the transition defense. They gave up 10 points on fast breaks in the first half. And guess what? The Spartans ended up with 10. So Michigan made that adjustment, but it just wasn't their night. They didn't shoot the ball extremely well. Only 3-for-20 from three, and they needed some shots to fall.
Yeah, and, you know, I think the game really swung in the last couple of minutes of the first half, first couple of minutes in the second half. Michigan State did a pretty good job seizing momentum in that period.
Yeah, well, they had an answer. You know, I thought Michigan had some defensive stops that they needed. I thought a crucial time in the ball game was when Michigan got a defensive stop. I think they had it down to maybe five and had an opportunity to get an offensive rebound, and Michigan State ended up getting an offensive rebound and ended up scoring, and that was kind of something that broke Michigan's back there. But I thought overall they competed, and you know, it was just you gave them a lead early in this ball game, and points were just so hard to come by in a game like this that it just took the win out of their sails.
Hunter Dickinson leads the team with 7 points this afternoon, much like Michigan today, better in the second half than he was in the first half.
Yes, he was. You know, I thought he got his team together. He showed leadership coming down the stretch, and he started to dominate the way that we know he's capable of doing. But, you know, like I said, we don't base on moral victories. You know, you take the bitter with the sweet. Tough loss here in a hostile environment. But I think that some of the younger players that haven't really experienced this understands that when you go on the road, on how hard it is to win on the road, that you can't have mental mistakes coming down the stretch.
And Terry, any final thoughts before we turn our attention to what's going to be another tough road game, a trip to Carver Hawkeye coming up on the 12th?
Yeah, that's always a tough, you know, it's always tough to win on the road, period, in the Big Ten. But, you know, I think the Wolverines can't feel sorry for themselves. Got a short bus ride back home. And, hey, you got to get back to the drawing board. You can't, you know, drop your heads and feel sorry for yourself, because I'll tell you what, the Hawkeyes are waiting on you, and they're looking to try to get a win.
One more special thank you to give out for this unique circumstance with me not being able to be there. Ed Kangurski was the one to conduct the postgame interview with head coach Juwan Howard. Here is Ed from Michigan Sports Television.
First, coach, another tough battle here at MSU. Can you just give us your general thoughts on this game today?
Well, you said it best right there. It's a very competitive game, and we got two competitive teams. Both want to win. Both, it's the rivalry game, so you're going to get all the emotions. You're going to get the two powerhouses competing against each other. But, you know, unfortunately, one of them have to lose, one has to win. And we were the team on the other end. But we got some great things that happened in a ball game that we can be proud of.
9 turnovers in the first half, very uncharacteristic for you guys. What do you attribute that to?
Well, you have 9 in the first half, but you have 1 in the second half. So please don't forget that stat. And that right there says a lot about our guys being able to make adjustments with their defense and also make the right basketball play. So I'm proud of how our guys responded in the second half. First half, actually, it was just a little bit of trying to make the right play. And with those plays, sometimes, you know, it's not there because of the good defense that Michigan State played. Give them credit. But we played some good defense, too, in the first half, holding them to 27 points on their home floor. So it says a lot about, like I said earlier, two teams competing.
Wanted to ask you about that defense. They made some shots. They also got some fortuitous bounces. Overall, pleased with the defensive effort?
Yes, yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Hunter kind of came alive in the second half there. Seemed to be getting the ball deeper in the post. Maybe you got their defense moving a little more. What was the key to kind of getting him off and you guys kind of getting back in the game?
Well, you know, first half, you have Doug in foul trouble, Jet in foul trouble. You know, there were some times where we had to go with some different lineups. Also, Hunter competing hard. Had to give him a breather. It's great to see Terrence Reed come in and give us a lift when Hunter was out the game. Just at the end of the day, every guy that stepped on that floor, and then the guys, of course, who didn't get that opportunity to play. I was so dialed in to competing, and that's what you want, and that's what we enjoyed as a staff.
How nice is to see a guy like Terrence Reed come off the bench and give you kind of a little bit of a bump for the second straight game like that?
Yeah, I just mentioned that. You did a really good job. Terrence just keep getting better and better. We trust he will.
Lastly, you always talk about growth. How did your team grow today in this battle?
Well, you know, you grow with wins and you grow with losses. And there are some things that we're going to go back on Monday and, you know, sharpen up, iron sharpen iron, keep chopping the wood, and continue to keep competing.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital.
Crow portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Before we get out of here, it's the highlight recap, and for that, we turn things back over to Gus Wettekamp.
Let's take a listen to some of our highlights from this afternoon's game. Jet Howard getting the scoring start early for Michigan.
Jet Howard's got it at the top, getting his first taste of this rivalry straight on three, and he switched it.
And then it was Terrence Williams trying to do some work for the Wolverines in that first half as well.
Williams and Dickinson, a little two-man game. Williams step back, jump shot, swirls home.
Back-to-back buckets for the Wolverines. That would make it 7-3 early. Let's jump into the second half. Hunter Dickinson asserting himself.
Dickinson up with the right hand. It's around the rim and down. Michigan, five straight points.
Five straight points to try and cut into that Michigan State deficit, and they weren't done yet.
Howard right in front of Jawan Howard steps into a three, and he drilled it right in the face of Jackson Kohler.
Jet Howard again would make it a 10-point game. Michigan still trying to mount their run. It was Hunter Dickinson again.
Dumps it over to Hunter. 18-footer is up and good from Hunter Dickinson to make it a 7-point game.
Yeah, he talks about being now or never. Here comes the Wolverines.
Here come the Wolverines indeed. Then Kobe Bufkin trying to do his best to cut in to the lead.
Bufkin drives in. Yes, bank shot is good for Kobe. It's a 6-point game.
Yeah. Wolverines, a lot of fight left in them.
And a fight they would indeed, but six is as far as they would push it, as Michigan State would get the win today, 59-53.
That'll do it for this edition of Defend the Block. Again, thankful to all those for helping pinch hit with me on the COVID shelf. But again, fingers crossed, I'll be ready to roll when the Wolverines head to Iowa. It's another road clash for Michigan and look to bounce back. But effort-wise, liked what you saw. Just a matter of refining it. You got to shoot better on the road, especially in Big Ten play. Don't have to shoot 55, 60%, but sub 35, it's going to be a tough putt in any Big Ten venue, especially this one. So the Wolverines fall to Michigan State by six. Again, thank you to Coach Howard, to Terry Mills, to Tim Bickford, Tony Butler, Gus Wettekamp, Ed Kangurski, and all of you. So for a final time, the final, Michigan State 59, Michigan 53. Thanks so much for listening, and go Blue.
Thanks for listening to today's edition of Defend the Block, part of our Michigan Athletics Podcast Network. M-Go Blue Podcasts. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.